This is Maestro on the Mic.
A podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with episode number 17 of Maestro on the Mic. Today we are talking about listening. What do I mean? No, not the clinical sense of listen to your patients. Yes, we know. Do all that stuff. It's important. Today, I am talking about when you go and ask for advice from someone who you respect, you admire their journey. When they give you that advice, listen to it and then take it. Today's episode was inspired by a rendezvous that I had with my girl, Doc Jen Fit. I call her Doc Jen Fit. You know her as Doc Jen Fit. Her official name is Dr. Jennifer Esker, but in the social media realm, she is Doc Jen Fit. She has like a gajillion followers, and as such, when I want to know stuff about social media, when I want to learn more about how to grow my brand, that is who I go to. Jen and I actually linked up a few years ago because of social media. She's a pusher. And we had a meeting the other day and we were talking about all this stuff. And I knew that I had to make an episode. When Jen speaks, I listen. I'm usually half the time implementing the things as she's saying them because they're pure gold. One of the things that absolutely drives me crazy is when people ask for your advice, you give it to them, you pour your heart and soul into it, and then they do nothing with it. Or even worse, they argue with you about it. And you're like, bro, you've come and asked me this because clearly you think that I know what I'm talking about. You want to be doing this the way that I'm doing this, whatever this thing is. So let's cut through the crap and just do what I said to do. Let's not try to reinvent the wheel. To elucidate this point, big word there, right? I'm going to make this episode a little bit different. I'm taking some advice from another good friend of mine, Dr. Jennifer Hutton. You guys know her as Dr. J-Pop. I consider her a podcast guru. She listens to a ton of them. And I don't really know how she has that much time in the day, but she listens to a lot of podcasts. And one of the things she had said to me before was, hey, you should consider splicing old episodes into an episode. So I chose to work smarter, not harder. She gave me advice. She's knowledgeable on the topic. I took that advice. So I'm going to play for you two clips from two different episodes to kind of show you this concept of ask for advice, receive advice, take said advice. The first clip is coming from episode 10. I brought on my girls Nikki and Sonia, and this episode is actually really special to me because I got to see things come full circle. They are physical therapists in Cookeville, Tennessee, kind of a small town, but I taught them a few years ago. They kept in touch with me. They asked, what courses should we take? What things should we follow? How can we start living the life that we want? Fast forward, where are they now? Well, they've implemented the cash-based model. They have a product that they are selling called the Goni, and they are the in-house physical therapists for what is quite possibly the most well-known CrossFit box in the world, CrossFit Mayhem. So let's see what Sonia had to say.
Learning all the concepts and principles from Shante and the different rock tape courses and all the other people that she had said, hey, you should go read about what this guy's saying, and hey, this guy has some good principles, you should look at what he's saying. And we did all that. We chased those rabbits and we read and we learned, and everyone out there has something to teach you. You know, there was a time where I kind of said it before, I was getting a little burnt out and a little frustrated with just the traditional practice model. That model makes it extremely difficult. And I know this because I've now had the pleasure of experiencing both ways of doing things. And jumping into a cash-based practice model was scary because I didn't know anything about it and had never experienced it before. But once I was there, I had so much more time to spend and focus on that person in front of me in quality patient care.
Well, dang, would you look at that? Now, I'm not here to toot my own horn and say, oh, look, they listened to me, now they're so successful. But that's kind of what happened. I'm just trying to make a point here that when someone gives you advice and if they're doing things the way that you want to ultimately be doing them, listen, save yourself the time and the struggle. Let's flip this, though, because I also practice what I preach. I had the awesome opportunity to be on Danny Matei's podcast quite a few weeks ago. And afterwards, he spent like an hour just dropping knowledge bombs and talking to me about how to grow the Maestro and what the Maestro brand could become. And I was over there just writing down stuff. Let's keep it real. Not writing stuff down furiously. I was typing things furiously. I don't write a terrible handwriting, but typing things furiously. Because this man is, one, living the life that I want. He's also just a wealth of knowledge, has gone through these things, sifted through the weeds. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. So, fast forward, I brought him on my podcast for episode number 16, and here's what he had to say.
I mean, look, you know what's going on. Like, you got the opportunity to create both time and financial freedom for yourself and frankly, generational wealth. Like, let's put that in perspective, okay? When we say generational wealth, we mean your ability to change the course of your family's life going forward in many, many ways, okay? And you cannot do that by taking a 9-to-5 working for somebody else if you don't have other revenue streams associated with it. I mean, that what you could do with different courses and digital products and being able to actually organize that in a way where you can impact so many people is amazing. But on the return of that, I mean, the amount of revenue you can generate, like, this is no joke. You know, in 5 years, you should have a 7-figure business around the Maestro. And if you're not, then you did something wrong and you didn't work hard enough or you didn't organize it well enough. And you should be living in that beach house like you said you wanted to do. And you should be fucking drinking a margarita every Friday night thinking about how awesome this is and how great it was that we had this conversation about what you should be doing. And that, man, so thankful that that actually happened.
Are you not entertained? My goodness, that man brings the fire. I'm over here wanting to take more notes because I'm that inspired by that episode 16 for sure. Check it out. Total fire there. But the take home from all of this, work smarter, not harder. When someone who you respect, who you admire, who has some skin in the game is doing what you want to be doing, when you ask them something and they tell you what to do, go and do it. Speaking of going and doing something, we're going to make this episode yet even more different than the other episodes, and I want to make it interactive. So I'm going to provide you with a sense of accountability here. What are we going to do? I want you guys to head over to the page where this episode lives on my website, www.themovementmaestro.com, and I want you to leave a comment and let me know what bit of advice you are going to take that someone gave to you. If you can't figure out how to find out where this episode lives, then just leave me a comment on the Instagram post that I did or the Facebook post that I did promoting this episode. I want to hear what you are going to do. So when you ask for advice, listen. When they give the advice, take it. That right there is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Maestro on the Mic. I know that you guys don't have to tune in, but you choose to do so, and I am endlessly grateful. Until next time, my friends, and I want to see what you have to say, so please leave a comment. Maestro out.